I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. Fire officials on the Sprague Fire burning in Glacier National Park had good news and bad news at a public fire meeting at park headquarters Wednesday night. The good news, they told a standing room only crowd of more than 150 people, is that the smoke choking the Flathead Valley has also been dampening fire activity, holding the Sprague Fire at roughly 13,000 acres. The bad news is that's about to change, thanks to an incoming front expected to breeze through this weekend.
The outlook looks pretty glum.
Phil Manuel is the incident meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
By Friday, there's a threat not just of a little bit of rain, but also lightning. So we'll have to keep that in the back of our mind. That could cause new fire starts. But more importantly, when the front goes through early Saturday morning, the wind is going to start to blow again. The smoke that you see outside right now will start to move again, and the visibilities will improve, and the air quality will improve.
The side effect, Manuel says, is that once the smoke cover lifts, fires will likely become more active. This pattern of frontal passages is expected to become more frequent in September. Another challenge with the Sprague Fire is how dry, dead, and living fuels are. We're riding the heels of the third driest July and August since those stats started being recorded in 1948. Tim Bumgarner, a long-term analyst on the Sprague Fire's self-titled Geek Squad, describes the dry conditions firefighters are facing even in the high rocky alpine like this.
It looks like all that rock is going to stop fire from spreading, right? That's what rock does. There's no fuel to burn. Well, how dry is it this year? It's so dry that rocks are burning.
There is one less dry area near the Sprague Fire. Just over the ridgeline on the fire's northwest front, the lodgepole and tamarack forest gives way to cedar hemlocks, says fire behavior analyst Boyd Libida.
It's just a really unique inland rainforest. The lake effect has got an effect on the growing site. It's a moister site. It's just different than the rest of the forest, and it's largely checked up along there.
Cedar hemlocks once blanketed the area around West Glacier and Apgar, but they took a hit in a fire in 1929. Mark Beal is the Natural Resources Program Manager at Glacier National Park. He says that area now has a few cedar hemlock saplings, but we likely won't see a cedar forest return there in our lifetimes.
It can take anywhere up to two to three centuries for cedar hemlock to come back as the dominant stand.
Beal says the massive trees along the popular Trail of the Cedars are thought to date back to 1517. They form the easternmost cedar hemlock forest in the country, and he says people are pretty attached to that area of the park. Fire crews have laid sprinkler systems and taken steps to protect the trail and nearby campground, and fire behavior analyst Boyd Libida says the trees are so far doing a pretty good job protecting themselves. But if the trees do burn, that could be it for cedar hemlocks in that part of the forest. Beal cites research by Jerry Franklin, an ecologist at the University of Washington.
But he hypothesized that even if that area around Trail of the Cedars were to burn, that with today's climate and how it's changed from, you know, the early 1500s, that it would probably not come back as a cedar hemlock stand, just because the, you know, precipitation regime has changed so much.
The Trail of the Cedars is considered a value at risk, like the Lake McDonald Lodge complex and a smattering of houses hugging the north end of Lake McDonald. Flathead County has dispatched a task force to help with structure protection, and firefighters are using every resource locally available to prep homes and outbuildings. Glacier Park's Superintendent Jeff Mao says the loss of the Sperry Chalet triggered an investigation that will get underway once the fire is under control. No decisions will be made about the future of the former National Historic Landmark until it is safe to access the area.
Losing the Sperry Chalet felt like you lost a member of the family. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. It certainly had a long history here, and we certainly thank the folks that were up there for the valued work they did.
He added the Sprague Fire is not the only fire burning in Glacier, though much of the eastern side of the park remains open. To the north, Glacier's sister park in Canada, Waterton Lakes National Park, has closed the entire park except for the Waterton town site and its access highway and the Chief Mountain Highway. More information about the fires burning in Montana is on our website, mtpr.org. At Glacier Park headquarters, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.